Hey guys, we are live in Fort Worth, Texas at the Rail Club with the badass cats out here, crowned by fire. Say hey guys!
Hey! Hey. What's going on?
Can't wait for these guys to get on live. Founding member, John, is it Fitterer?
Fitterer.
I keep trying to...
Fitterer.
That's probably the best anybody's ever...
I know, huh?
It's Fitter and Fitterer.
I've been practicing all fucking night
to
say
that. We used to call him John the Impaler, but he dropped the Impaler because I think there's another one. He wants to be original, so...
We call him John Apple Fritter.
Apple.
No, yeah.
You almost saw me levitate and leap across the table.
All right, John, tell me a little bit about how you started the band out, since you're the founding member of the band.
Well, actually, Justin and I are both founding members.
Okay.
He was in another band at the time, and he hit us up. He hit me up to replace the singer kind of thing. We got together and jammed, and we jammed this heavy blues metal tune.
Uh-huh.
And I already had some lyrics for it that I wrote for a song before. And actually, it wasn't for a song before, just something I had written. And it was actually called Crowned by Fire. And we jammed that tune the whole night. And after that jam session, we were like, the old band's out and the new band's in. And we didn't have a name for the band yet.
Uh-huh.
It just so happened that the first song we're jamming on was called Crowned by Fire. And it just took off from there, you know. And Justin and I kept jamming from there, you know.
All right. And so the members before Chris and William came in, who were they?
Oh, there's been a bunch of them, you know.
I mean, really,
one other permanent drummer, right?
Yeah, well, there's JR.
Unfortunately,
you know,
there was Big Dave.
Yeah, that's right. And there's Helmet too. But I mean, the whole thing is like,
I forgot about Helmet.
The whole thing is, you know, I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, musicians, they would see what we were doing and they'd want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when they really would realize, you know, how serious we were, like, no, you can't say no. You have to be at this fucking gig. You gotta fly to Texas, or you gotta, whatever the case was, you know. It just becomes too serious for them. And so that's really been a lot of the issue with getting the right guys in. But now we got guys that are like, you know, 1,000%, that's all they want to do is just be professional musicians, and they understand what it's going to take to fucking get there. So,
and for the amount of time Chris and William have been in a band, I've never felt so comfortable.
Yeah, like, you know, we don't have to worry that they're going to, like, quit or fucking leave us hanging or not know their shit.
Mostly about knowing the shit. I mean, they're dead nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
They both came in, and, like, literally, I think I could count on one hand how many times I've had to say, no, it's not like that, it's like this. You know, as far as, like, notes go, I mean, they both came in completely, totally prepared. So that's fucking makes my job easy, you know.
Right.
It's just like playing with anybody, you know, from before. It just makes the switch over easy. I mean, this fucking poor guy never even rehearsed with us.
I had one rehearsal.
Oh, you did have one rehearsal. He had one rehearsal and played the first show at the Rainbow.
Oh wow!
On Sunset, you know,
the infamous Rainbow.
The infamous Rainbow. So
Lemmy was there.
Lemmy was there.
And Libby is
out there, doesn't he?
We all know.
I think he hangs out there a lot.
He was playing video poker and sipping Jack and Coke.
That's so cool.
And so were we. Minus the video poker, right? We were sipping Jack and Coke all night. All right,
so I haven't heard the first EP that you guys came out with, As the World Burns. What do you guys bring in to the table now with Prone to Destroy?
Well, it was just kind of a redefined version of that. So what happened
Same
is we wrote the EP, and right after we wrote it, we got picked up by a label in Italy, or actually in the UK, and
London,
run by Italians, and they offered to do our album. So we went over to Florence, Italy, less than 6 months after the EP was already done. So those songs were already fresh, still fresh, you know. So we went over there and re-recorded those, and recorded another seven songs. And yeah, it was just kind of an extension of that, you know.
Yeah, it's the same songs. It's just, if you listen to the original EP, you'll notice that some of the structure has changed. Like, we did like different things, and there we had another guitar player at the time.
We had two guitar players
at the time, myself and Dave K. And so, you know, when we started doing this record, it was like we had like a month in Italy to like really like sit down and like work out the songs and say, let's trim some fat here. So the songs are a little bit different, but everything that's on the EP is on the record.
All right, very cool. You guys ever been out here to Arlington, Texas, to Fort Worth, out here to tour?
Me, no. Never.
Never? Yeah. So this is the first show. So where have you guys toured at besides LA?
Mostly we have Vegas, Seattle, Oregon,
San Diego.
Mostly the West Coast.
Frisco, mainly the West Coast, because I mean California is so fucking big that, like, you know, in order to go north, like when we went to Seattle, I mean, it was like this brutal drive.
Yeah, Seattle's actually only like 200 miles less than driving here.
Yeah,
right.
Over four states.
Yeah,
five,
Seattle's,
you know,
nice.
So.
Nice. I just got back there from there over the summer. Beautiful place.
Yeah, it's definitely beautiful. I mean, we played out in the middle of the fucking forest, like, well, like 20 miles.
That was in Arlington.
Arlington, Washington. Like 20 miles south of the Canadian border. And we're like literally like camping out in the middle of the fucking wilderness, like walking through the, I mean, like,
Sasquatch territory.
Yeah, I was telling him, I was like, dude, this could totally house fucking Sasquatch.
It was John's thing.
And this outdoor stage they had, man, was so bitching.
Yeah.
It looked like a fucking monstrous ghetto blaster.
Yeah,
you know, it's just fucking speakers on top of speakers on top of speakers on top of speakers. You know, it was fucking great.
Yeah, it was trippy, man. It's definitely trippy. You know.
So, what do you guys think about digital media records? You guys are working with our radio station, the label and stuff. How are they treating you?
They're totally awesome, man. They're bending over backwards for us. We couldn't, you know.
We wouldn't even be here without.
We wouldn't be here without them. You know, our album that we actually recorded in Italy with the other record company, that. You know, that record company dissolved after we came home, and we actually had to finish the album on our own. And when Digital Media Records picked it up, they actually helped us out getting the artwork done by Sam Sheeran and putting it out and actually releasing it properly. So,
yeah, I mean,
without them, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd still have fucking homemade copies of our album recorded in fucking Italy that cost like $20,000.
Yeah, and I guess we're still like burning them on a fucking CD and writing on them ourselves. You know, we went all the way to Florida. Yeah, it's the most expensive album fucking ever fucking recorded. You know, and we're like burning them on. Yeah, and so what? You know,
you got a pen?
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. It was no joke, man.
Yeah, once they came into the situation. You know, I mean, basically, what we signed with them in July, June or July, I think, and I mean, everything's just boom, boom, boom.
Of course, you know, it picked up a lot of new fans.
Yeah, and I mean, shit's happening. You know, it's more of an organized situation, because before it was always just me and John running everything, and it's a fucking too much to deal with, you know, and so now you have like a team of people that can. Help with this, that, or the other thing, you know.
And they hired on the publicist, Dave Tedder, you know, been in the industry a long time, and that's been awesome, you know.
All right. Very cool, you guys. Hard Rock Radio Live. I'm DJ Libby Laura. We're hanging out with John Fitterer and Justin Manning. And Chris Williams, is that right?
Chris,
I knew I was going to mess that up.
That's actually his fucking name.
Breed Love.
Breed Love. And the drummer, I don't know where he's at right now.
He's
Chris. Chris Williams, that's what it is.
No, his name is William.
William?
My name is Chris.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I call him
I got it all fucked up.
Willie J. Sweet Tea is his name.
We don't want to say how I remember your name.
All right, we're gonna let the guys we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna let the guys play live and maybe come back and talk about the show afterwards.
Sure.
All right.
It's gonna be fun.